RCS from the French Quarter. Sorry about the ambient noise. That's the way it works around here. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 28th of March, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. First up, the Catalan elections. This week, the Spanish government will be walking a delicate line as Catalan separatists push independence issues ahead of the elections on the 12th of May. Even though some surveys predict that the Socialist Party of Catalonia will win the election, the Esquerra and Junts separatist parties have been realigning the campaign for independence. Various media outlets have reported that over half the seats in the Generalitat could be swung on the topic of independence, with Charles Puigdemont, former Catalan president and figurehead for the Catalan separatist movement, campaigning for his re-election as president. Support amongst citizens could be strong. Additionally, Junts is partnering with smaller groups to prevent the split of the independentist vote in the upcoming parliamentary elections. Puigdemont is adding independence to his party's list, focusing on the economy and fiscal deficit, echoing his recent campaign launch for the Generalitat presidency. Now, with the Catalan elections less than a few weeks away, the Partido Popular, or PP, has faced challenges of its own in selecting a political candidate. Alberto Núñez Feijó, President of PP, and Alejandro Fernández, his Catalan counterpart, came up with this brilliant excuse. They said they needed to wait for full input and consensus from its members in Catalonia before naming a candidate, which is hilarious. However, the delay raises concerns about the PP's ability to compete effectively in the election, with nearly all of its political rivals having chosen candidates well in advance. Critics argue that the party's indecision only fuels the fire of potential internal divisions and the lack of a clear strategy. Other government news, talks between the PP and Socialist Party, or PSOE, went ahead on Wednesday the 27th to discuss the renewal of the Judiciary Board, an issue which has been ongoing since 2018. Thanks to Pepe's intransigence, the deadlock between the two sides has persisted with the renewal of the General Council of the Judiciary, which has become an issue because of a lack of consensus over positions and who should be elected to the board. Dieter Reyneres, the European Commissioner for Justice, will mediate the talks, which aims to address longstanding issues such as the election of judges and positions of power within the judiciary system. The judge suspended the decision to block the messaging app Telegram pending a police report. Judge Santiago Pedras' orders came from the High Court in response to the Spanish Data Protection Agency's request to block the app due to privacy and data protection concerns. However, before making a final decision, the judge opted to wait for a police report on whether Telegram poses a risk to national security and what impact a temporary suspension could have on users. Telegram has 8 million users in Spain, over 900 million users worldwide, making it the world's fourth most popular messaging app. In comparison, WhatsApp has around 35 million users in the country. As part of the ruling, the High Court has extended Telegram's use for another 6 months. On to the economy. Spain's economy saw a notable 0.6 GDP expansion in the fourth quarter of 2023, which exceeded expectations. National Statistics Institute released the data on Tuesday the 26th, marking a 2% year-on-year growth, showing positive indicators such as improved business sentiment. Investments in green initiatives, digitization, government spending further fueled economic expansion, particularly in sectors like housing and manufacturing. Compared to its European neighbors, Spain's diversified economy is less reliant on manufacturing, which has led to a better recovery from inflation over the last few years. Spring is upon us. However, the season brings more than warmer temperatures and blossoms this year. This year's annual income tax campaign, or La Declaración de la Renta, starts on the 3rd of April, a little earlier than usual, giving people a few more weeks than in previous years. Anyone employed must provide the tax agency with proof of income for the year so the tax agency can calculate the total amount of personal income tax each person pays. Another important change is set to take place in Sevilla. Regional government says it's looking to approve a limit on the number of holiday rental properties this spring, following a decree by the Andaluz government. Recent data suggests that over 60% of residential homes in the old town are used for tourism. Meanwhile, on Sunday the 24th, a robbery took place in the Museum of the Plasencia Cathedral in Extremadura in the early morning hours. Ernesto Botons, the Bishop of Plasencia, spoke about the robbery and expressed the emotional and symbolic loss of invaluable pieces with significant meaning for the people of Plasencia. Thieves stole jewels, including the crowns of the Virgen Del Puerto and Child Jesus pectoral crosses and Episcopal rings. They took roughly 2 kilos of gold, 85 grams of platinum, and over 2,000 precious gems. In some news on transport disruptions, the Transport Metropolitan de Barcelona has planned 2 years of work to reduce vibrations across 17 stations beneath Barcelona and L'Hospitalitat de Llobregat. The project is estimated to cost over 2 million euros and plans to target 17 separate stations across lines 1, 2, 4, and 5. Line 1 will undergo the most extensive renovations, but all lines will see procedures that reduce noise and vibrations affecting buildings, increase comfort, and improve the network's overall efficiency. Be aware that those works will result in multiple line closings at various times. Since 2020, BBVA has tripled its share price, catching up with top bank Santander. The heart of the increase is the difference in business strategies between the banks. BBVA's focus is on immediate shareholder returns versus Santander's more cautious approach. BBVA's Mexico subsidiary has proved very profitable, while Santander is facing challenges in Brazil and the U.S. despite its larger size. BBVA is worth around 60 billion euros total market cap compared with Santander's 69. The gap has been much smaller since BBVA's 2020 valuation, which was almost 20 billion euros lower than Santander's. Speaking of high valuations, the Las Piezas neighborhood in Madrid is getting a major uplift, but at what price? I think we all know. According to a recent article by news outlet El País, real estate investors, including Elex Rental Housing owned by Altamad CAM Partners, are gentrifying the area, pushing out local businesses and long-term residents. On Saturday the 23rd, Elix Rental Housing notified 54 existing residents on 7 Tribunete Street of their block's purchase. Madrid Tenants Union warns the residents may face eviction or rent increases, followed by renovations to accommodate higher rental prices. The Regional Federation of Neighborhood Associations of Madrid says the neighborhood has lost 10,000 residents in the last 5 years, with over 5 residents leaving daily due to increasing rental prices. Now, an update on the Luis Rubiales case. Prosecutor within Spain's High Court has pushed for a 2.5-year prison sentence for Luis Rubiales, the ex-Football Federation chief. Rubiales got into trouble last August when he placed an unsolicited kiss on player Jenny Hermoso after Spain beat England and won the Women's World Cup finals in Australia. Marta Duarte, the prosecutor, charged Rubiales with 1 count of sexual assault and 1 of coercion. He could face 1 year or 18 months in jail. Jenny Hermoso has requested a restraining order barring him from coming within 200 meters of her and a ban on communication for the next 7.5 years. On that note about football, during a press conference on Tuesday the 26th, Brazilian player Vinicius Jr. emotionally disclosed that repeated racist abuse in Spain has significantly reduced his joy for the sport. Despite reporting multiple incidents throughout the season, Vinicius Jr. expressed he is determined not to let racists drive him out of Spain and emphasize his commitment to Real Madrid. The emotional press conference that took place before the game has prompted both local and international support and campaigns aiming to tackle racism more aggressively. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. If you've ever tried to pick something with a group of people, a movie to watch, restaurant to go to, book to read, something like that, the process of deciding is endless, divisive, and annoying. Yes, we have too. But there's light at the end of this particular tunnel. Rorschach is developing an app that makes deciding something within a group very easy and fun. You'd like to be in the first group of people to try it out and give us your opinions and ideas, let us know at info@rorschach.com. That's info@rorschok.com. Hasta la próxima.